You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
With all of the headlines coming out of Haiti since the devastating earthquake 3 weeks ago, this has become an international incident. The question of what the Central Valley Baptist Church workers were doing with a busload of Haitian kids at the border of the Dominican Republic without proper documentation. The church members have been detained. There are now questions about what they were actually trying to do with the kids. Here's Clint Henry, the pastor of the Central Valley Baptist Church, speaking yesterday.
We were not trying to traffic children. We were simply trying to minister to a desperate situation there in that country, and we had a facility that could be used to do that temporarily.
Haitian authorities, on the other hand, say the group didn't have proper documentation for the children, and they say some of the children weren't even orphans. The group, based in Idaho, says, as you heard there, they were only trying to help. Getting to the bottom of this is difficult, and we're rejoined by George Prentice, a reporter and host for Boise State Radio in Idaho, who laid out there at the top of the hour just how difficult it is to get clarity here. You're feeling that as well as a reporter, right, George?
You bet. Definitely both sides of the issue, but very little middle ground.
All right. Michelle Montaz is a former U.N. spokeswoman for the Secretary General in New York, a former director of Radio Haiti, and she's a Haitian journalist. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, John.
Let's talk about, first of all, how this is being reported down in Haiti.
Well, you know, I think it is being reported for what it is. I mean, those, you know, no matter what their intentions were, those were people trying to take children out at a time when, you know, there are a number of cases of children being trafficked out of Haiti. There are a number of reports that were alarming. And there are the reason why it was done is because they didn't have proper documentations. I also know of a number of orphans who have left with proper documentations. They were, their papers were signed by the Prime Minister himself so they could go. So some have left on a regular basis, on a legal basis.
Indeed. And since the earthquake, the Prime Minister has to sign for every child who leaves the country. George Prentice, what is the reputation of the Central Valley Baptist Church? And would you expect them to be involved in something like this, you know, that's not above board?
Well, the church is a member of the Southern Baptist Convention, and that's the country's largest Protestant denomination. They're also known for humanitarian programs. But this particular initiative was a nonprofit. A couple of ladies started it called the New Life Children's Refuge, and they just started it last fall. So this is pretty loosey-goosey right now.
Now, when you say loosey-goosey, it means it's not accredited, it's not clear what the mission is, or these are people who are so imbued with the sense of doing God's work that maybe they're inclined to break the rules?
Certainly, while they are accredited, there is no defined mission, and one of the members who is actually being detained in Haiti right now says God wanted us to come here to help children.
Well, that can't be helpful to shorten their detention, I would imagine, at this point. Michelle Montaz, what is the interest of the Haitian government in trying to keep the impression from getting out that basically Haiti's children aren't safe in Haiti and that they need to be sent outside of the country?
Well, no one, it has nothing to do with the government. No one is safe in Haiti. We had a tremendous event that occurred on January 12th. We had an earthquake. And we have aftershocks, and there are credible information that there might be more and more severe ones. So everyone is at risk in Haiti. However, you know, some children who lost their parents the day after the earthquake or the day of the earthquake, you know, some of the parents have been trying to trace their children, and they have found them, okay? And everything is being done to help parents trace their children and find them, okay? So to me, the fact that there is the impression that, you know, Haiti needs help. However, it's not a reason to go beyond the law. It has nothing to do with the government. It has to do with the law of the country.
Michelle Montaz, a former UN spokeswoman for the Secretary General in New York and a Haitian journalist speaking to us from Port-au-Prince. You know, is it possible that this organization will get the chance to make their paperwork right? Or do you think that organizations are coming to Haiti and taking advantage of the situation?
I think some have been very, very helpful. And all the children who had their paperwork already in the pipeline, they were all given the possibility to go and join their adoptive families in the States or elsewhere. So there is a process which was ongoing. Right now it's a bit difficult to initiate new processes because, as you know, most of the judicial system, at least in Port-au-Prince, collapsed. However, there is a judge that heard these missionaries, and the process is ongoing. Whether they can be tried in Haiti or in the States, it's something that has not been determined yet. For the time being, they were breaking Haitian law.
Right. Well, let's listen to here's a George Willett, who you may have seen on some of the cable programs, who's been speaking publicly. He's from the SOS orphanage in Haiti. And the Associated Press interviewed him talking about some of the children who were obtained from the custody of the Central Valley Baptist Church. And he describes, first of all, their situation. Listen to this. Well, he describes it. Let me just quote him. "I am not an orphan," quoting one of the girls. "I do have my parents, although I was going to a school or a boarding camp, and we don't know exactly where, to the Dominican Republic." And there were babies that were dehydrated, according to this individual, that the Red Cross had looked at some of the health of these individuals and said they needed immediately to go to the hospital. George Prentice, do you have any sense there in Boise if this church has attempted to intercede to U.S. authorities to try to get themselves released?
Well, I can tell you that the Idaho congressional delegation, our two senators and two House members, came out with what could easily be considered a carefully crafted statement, saying that they were in touch with the State Department, et cetera, to represent the interests, if you will, of the Central Valley Baptist Church.
So, George, you're all over this story. What do you want people around the country to know about the relationship between this group and your community?
Other Northwest adoption agencies are really concerned about the shadow this is casting on them. They're saying the last thing that anyone would want is for a child to come here and then find out that the father or mother is actually alive.
All right. George Prentice, reporter and host for Boise State Radio, which is where Central Valley Baptist Church is located. The individuals from that church are being detained. Michelle Montaz, thanks so much for being with us.
You're most welcome, John.
Michelle is former UN spokeswoman for the Secretary General in New York, and she's working in Haiti trying to sort out the situation there as a Haitian journalist and also spokesperson for the government.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.